And it's finished Shamrock Rovers 3, Finn Harps 0 at the end of the 90 minutes. The damage goal was done in the first half. Roberto Lopez putting Rovers in front on 11 minutes, converting from close range after a corner had been worked in from the right-hand side. Dylan Watts added the second before Aaron Green got the third just before half-time. Rovers had the luxury of a missed penalty as well through Dylan Watts. He blazed it over the crossbar of goalkeeper Peter Burke in the goal away to our right in the first half. Burke, just before the half-time break, produced a magnificent flying save through the night air to deny Dylan Watts as well. A real blow for Harps came in stoppage time at the end of the first half. Skipper Gareth Harkin going down on the edge of the box on the right-hand side. There was a few minutes delay as he was stretchered off the pitch to be replaced by Tony McNamee. And then just to compound Harps' woes on this, their third visit of the season to Dublin, manager Ollie Horgan, with 20 minutes to go, was sent off. A fourth official having a word with the referee. It really been an ongoing battle between Ollie and the fourth official throughout the course of the evening. I just think that the official eventually ran out of patience with Ollie and sent him to the stand. So, as I say, their third visit to Dublin this season, beaten on the opening night by Bohemians. They did get a point against St. Patrick's Athletic away, and they must make the long trip back to the northwest this evening with nothing, because it's finished here. Shamrock Rovers 3, Finn Harps 0. This is Declan Drake for Highland Radio Sport at the Tallaght Stadium.